Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour Friday edition. We're glad you're with us. Bob Getty broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio right here in Hattiesburg. Opening segment of the show sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, proud supporters of Southern Miss Athletics. And we're happy to say very good friends of ours. A great place to take your family for dinner tonight would be Dickey's Barbecue right here in Hattiesburg. Full show. Let's get right to it. Patrick McGee from NOLA.com coming on board later. But right now we've got Lee Roberts back on the show with us. Lee, of course, no stranger to our audience and the play-by-play voice of ESPN Plus, broadcasting both women and men's basketball when it's played at Reed Green. And so, Lee, I appreciate you coming on. I know you had a busy week. Let's start last night with the dramatic win that Southern Miss enjoyed over Georgia State, 82-75. Lady Eagles trailing by 8 points with just 4 minutes and 10 seconds left in the game, and then they go on a 10-0 run for a really nice win.
Well, you know, it was just one of those games where it was back and forth, you know, all night long, 13 different lead changes. You know, Southern Miss at one point had only led by a few minutes. They finished the game leading by almost 20. So, indeed, a great comeback, as you said, where they were down late and able to go on a 10-0 run, but you know, it was some great play by not just one person or two people. I mean, it was a group effort by this Lady Eagle team. And, you know, and you and I talked before the show started. You know, we had a chance to talk to Lonnie Cornfield. And, you know, we talked briefly about Jolie McNellis and just the impact she has on her team. But this team has responded. I mean, in a very difficult time, a very difficult situation. They were on a seven-game losing skid. They came home, have now won two straight. So they've got a chance now to really turn this season back around and get back on track to where they started and really where they finished last season. But a team that really just has a never-quit, never-down type attitude. And it's a joy to watch. I mean, women's basketball at Southern Miss carries a lot of tradition, and it's a team that really gets after it, and they're super fun to watch.
Yeah, I encourage people as much as I can, please get out and support these ladies. They're every bit as competitive as any men's game you'll ever see, with all due respect to men's basketball. These young women are really something. You made the perfect choice in getting Lonnie Cornfield on last night. She was sacrificing her kind of small body all over the floor. And another kid that just had a great night was Malia Grayson with 18 points and 16 rebounds, Lee.
Yeah, no, both kids played well. I mean, we've talked all year long about what Dom Davis has done. You know, Malia Grayson, I know Morgan Sieper started the year really, really strong. Ja'Coria Bracey, we actually featured Ja'Coria in the opening because she's coming off a double-double. But, you know, had the chance to sit down and talk to Lonnie Cornfield last night. She's the junior out of Coweta, New York, or Gowanda, New York, rather. What a delight. I mean, a polite young lady, but I say that graciously because sitting next to her, very polite. What I saw on the court, not so polite. I mean, she's a 5'6" frame that, you're right, brings a lot of energy. And, you know, she left the game at the end of the first half with a little bit of an injury, elbow injury. Wasn't sure what it was going to entail the second half. It didn't slow her down. She came out the second half, I think made the first two buckets for the Lady Eagles, got them on a little bit of a run. And just a lot of fun. She brings a lot of energy. And then you mentioned Malia Grayson. And we've talked about Malia before, she's a Hattiesburg native, decided to stay right here in Hattiesburg to go to school. And, you know, what a special decision that was, and a special pickup for Coach McNellis. And, wow, she's a dominating force underneath. She's a lady that can really score in the paint. She's got a nice little jump shot as well, but where she uses it, she uses her body in the paint to get rebounds, sometimes her own rebounds, and really finish with a career night.
No question. Another kid, though, that's mean on the floor, but just as nice as she can be off the floor. And so you saw another great game the night before. The men's game against Arkansas State literally goes down to the last second of the game. But that was a gutsy performance as well by the men's team this week, Lee.
It was. I mean, because this was an Arkansas State team that, you know, really came in, and we talked to their coach, Coach Hodson, before the game, and kind of what he told us was, hey, we're going to be a team that airs it outside, and we're also going to drive and go at the hole. So there really was not a whole lot in between, and that's exactly what we saw. So really good defensive performance by this Southern Miss team. Again, a team that plays super good inside Reed Green Coliseum. At one point over the span of last year and part of this year, I think a 17-game home winning streak. That was snapped, but they've got one started again. And, man, a team that just plays with a lot of heart, a lot of fun. They've been playing also without a couple different players. Andre Corbello has been out with injury. Victor Hart has been out with injury. Not sure what their status will be for tomorrow, but guys that have needed to have stepped up. I mean, Victor Iwako, a guy that finished with a double-double on Wednesday, 10 points, 10 rebounds. Crowley, we know what AC can do. I mean, he finished with 25 points, played in 39 minutes. He doesn't come off the court. And then Donovan Ivory, another guy that stepped up his game as well. And those are the guys who are going to have to, you know, Mo Arnold's seen a lot more time, a lot more playing time since Corbello's out. And then, you know, Kobe Montgomery, you know, we've talked a lot about that guy. Kind of the guy that started the year off the bench, has moved into a starting role just with some injuries, and he brings a lot as well.
Yeah, they played, though, I thought, with a whole lot of courage. And you want to get Victor Hart back ASAP. I thought coming in, you know, prior to his injury, he was a big part of the offensive attack, Lee.
No, he was. I mean, he's a guy that averages, you know, over 13 points a game, had started every game up to the point where, you know, he left due to injury, has had a double-double, you know, scored in double-figure games, you know, more than 10 times this year, and a guy that can really attack the rim and does a great job for this team. He's been sorely missed, and if they can get him back, he'll be a huge addition. And, you know, just like the women, again, this is a team that defending, you know, regular season conference champs, they've got a chance to really go on a run here. You know, just the two conference losses, they've got a lot of opportunity, but a big, big contest coming in town this weekend.
Right, and a rare doubleheader, really rare. I'd love to see it all the time, but you're going to have the women playing at noon, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong about the times, and then the men follow. Isn't that immediately after the women's game, Lee? Is that how it's set up?
Yeah, it's listed for a 2:30 start. We know that won't happen. The ladies' games, you know, usually goes 2 hours and 5, 2 hours and 8 minutes, give or take. And, you know, they'll have to give the men about 30 minutes, I would think, to get warmed up. So by the time they get the court cleared, the guys get the opportunity to come on for warm-ups. I would think it would be closer to more of a 2:45 start, but for purposes, it's listed at 2:30. So, yeah. Hey, don't be late to the men's, because hopefully they're going to be here watching the women's play. I mean, you don't get an opportunity really to have a doubleheader like this. And, you know, we're getting the welcome back, you know, ULM for the women's. Lauren Gross, who left Southern Miss, transferred to ULM. She's, you know, been a dominating starter for the Warhawks. She's going to come back for her first ever meeting back inside Reed Green since leaving. And, you know, and then, you know, you welcome Troy, again, a team that beat Southern Miss last weekend. And a lot to be said about this Troy team. So a very good doubleheader coming in town tomorrow.
Yeah, this big game for the men, too, because believe it or not, I mean, they're pretty high up in the standings, relatively speaking. And a win over Troy could really put the men's team in pretty good shape, Lee.
It will. I mean, obviously it will. And we know this team can. I mean, you know, Troy kind of had their way with Southern Miss last Saturday at home. But, again, this is a team that plays better inside the greenhouse, and I fully expect this team to come in fully ready. Second game of a series is usually a little more difficult for the team that won the prior game. You know, so I fully expect this team to come in with their weapons really wide open, and hopefully get a chance to see Hart back and maybe Corbello. Who knows?
Yeah, real quick, you mentioned Lauren Gross coming back, who was a big member of the team last year. There's a kid on the women's team that played for Georgia State last year. Gosh, this has just become commonplace, hasn't it? It's almost every game there's somebody that transferred from one school or multiple players who transferred from one school to another league.
Yeah, Nyla Jean is the guard that transferred from Georgia State last year, so her first year, you know, with the Lady Eagles. And, you know, it's kind of funny. Larry and I were actually talking about that on air a little bit last night. I mean, it's just going to be what you see in college sports now. I mean, the transfer portal is what it is. Kids are going to have the opportunity to get in the portal and try to go somewhere else to try to get that playing time. But it was really neat to see how Nyla Jean competed against her former team, especially late in the game, hit a crucial free throw, then missed a free throw, got her own rebound, put up the layup. She made the final 3 points of the game. And then afterwards, you know, she's able to put all that behind her, go see some of her former teammates, right, give some high fives and some hugs. So it was really neat to see.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I thought the Georgia State kid showed a lot of class last night at the end of the game. A lot of sportsmanship on the floor, and that's what you want to see. All right,
absolutely,
Lee,
you do.
We appreciate you, and look forward to having you back on the show real soon, and see you tomorrow at Reed Green.
All right, sounds good, man. See you then.
All right, Lee Roberts, everybody. Play-by-play voice, ESPN+. Handles all the men and women's basketball games. Doubleheader. Women start at 12 o'clock. Not just the men's team playing now, everybody. The women play at 12 o'clock. They deserve your support. Good day of basketball tomorrow on the campus. All right, when we come back, switch gears. A lot of changes in New Orleans. NFL football all weekend. Patrick McGee's the go-to guy for that. He's next.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank our good friend Lee Roberts for analyzing and talking about men and women's basketball on the campus all weekend. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart, campusbookmart.net on Hardy Street. Stop by tomorrow before the games and pick yourself up some basketball apparel from Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. And remind you about the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour is Genesis of Hattiesburg. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the best vehicles on the road today. And coming soon, the all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg. All right, Patrick McGee, NOLA.com. He's on the Eagle Hour, as he is every Friday. And all right, Patrick, let's get right to it. The New Orleans Saints are different today than they were this time last week. How?
Well, they fired their offensive coordinator. Pete Carmichael's out, so they're you know, the search begins. They've already put in requests for interviews and stuff like that. So, I mean, just all indications are is they're looking for guys, you know, not, you know, offensive coordinator position. I can list off the guys they've requested. Zach Robinson, who's quarterback's coach, passing game coordinator for the Rams. Shane Waldron, Seahawks offensive coordinator. And Dan Pitcher, who is the Bengals quarterbacks coach. So some guys have had some success and been part of successful staffs, and we'll see. It seems they're going hoping to hit the mark with somebody who's on the rise, but there's also John Gruden out there as a potential option. Hmm. Somebody they're considering as you know, part of the staff in some way. I don't know. We'll see. Jay Gruden, his brother, kind of shot that down this week. Sees it as a bit of a long shot as far as Gruden joining the staff. But, yeah, I mean, it's we'll see. I mean, Allen kind of talked up this offense, you know, this year. Is, you know, he liked what he saw of it, out of it for much of the season. I'm sure he would like to see much of the same, but more consistency and a better ground game. But, I think it makes sense to bring in somebody from the outside, somebody who isn't necessarily trying to do the exact same thing the Saints have been trying to do with Carmichael and previously Peyton. Things have kind of just trended the wrong direction. So we'll see.
John Gruden, that's fascinating to hear that name. Would John Gruden come back in the league as a coordinator after the runs he had as a head coach, Patrick?
Yeah, that's a good question. I Gruden doesn't seem like a guy who would enjoy, you know, being, you know, and that's basically what Jay Gruden said, is that, you know, if Gruden's going to be back in the league, he would be a head coach. But I don't know if John Gruden is going to get another chance to be a head coach. He's a pretty controversial figure. Got exposed through some emails that leaked out, you know, right or wrong or however that happened. It still makes him look really bad. And it would be difficult probably for some players to really kind of want to play for somebody who has said those things. So that said, Gruden was kind of brought on occasion just to kind of, work with Derek Carr and, you know, help him kind of ease his way into the Saints offense. So he's already been around the Saints a little bit. But it just remains to be seen. I think, you know, if you look at what Gruden and Carr did with the Raiders, I mean, they were okay offensively, but I mean, shoot, they never really did anything big together, you know? Okay. So I don't really see how Gruden can be just the fix. I'm just skeptical of that.
Jay Gruden was the successful offensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals before he became the head coach of the Redskins, and he had some success there. Clearly, the coach there hasn't been the problem as much as the ownership was, but he's another pretty well-known name you just don't hear much about, Patrick. Is there a black mark against him for some reason?
No, I don't know. He's a different guy. You know, he's very different a lot of other personality-wise compared to the rest of the NFL. So maybe that makes him kind of an awkward fit right now. He has really a strange background. And his last stint as offensive coordinator for the Jaguars didn't go very well. That was the year they went 1-15, I think it was. So momentum hasn't hit his way. Matthew Paris on our staff did a list of potential candidates to be Saints offensive coordinator, and he did throw Jay Gruden's name in there along with John Gruden. So I don't know. Jay Gruden, I think, has been like an offensive analyst or something of that sort for the Rams here recently, so he's not out of the league entirely. Mm-hmm. But there's guys on the way up in the league, and it does make sense to kind of pursue those guys. Right now, like a pitcher or a Robinson. But what kind of a sales pitch did the Saints have to offer with Dennis Allen? You know, obviously he's going to be on the hot seat this year if they don't make the playoffs for a fourth consecutive season, third with him in charge. So we'll see. But, you know, things will shake out. And if they interview the guys they've requested, those are solid options.
What about prominent New Orleans players whose career as a Saint may have been concluded and you would think may not be on the team next year? Any big names there?
Well, I mean, Michael Thomas is kind of an obvious one. It seems likely that he won't be with the team next year. Things were kind of weird off the field with him this season. He was able to play a little bit more, but he got injured again. I think Alvin Kamara, somebody's possibly mentioned this trade, you know, in a potential trade. I don't think so, but that's something to ponder. And then you have, you know, Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, guys that are kind of up there in the years. DeMario played at a high level. Apparently Jordan played through injury for a good chunk of the season. Marshawn Lattimore is, we actually had a story, I think, published this morning. People should check out that there is a possibility that he could potentially be used in a trade as well. Mm-hmm. The Saints have to get younger, I think, across the board. Mickey Loomis kind of shot down the suggestion that the team is too old or whatever, but it is basically the oldest team in the NFL, and at some point you have to kind of reload in young talent, and you can often do that by just, you know, trading away guys like Lattimore for more draft picks. So,
right. All right.
Yeah, there's a lot of moves that could be made in the offseason.
Important offseason for New Orleans, I think.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's important, but, I mean, this year was super important. 2023 season was critical for them to kind of punch their way into the postseason because it seemed like they were set up to do that and they just didn't take advantage. Right. It was apparent Carr probably paid through injury for much of the year and he just wasn't quite. So.
Right. All right, I want to, in the last 3.5 minutes we got left, I want your analysis. Texas-Baltimore. The Texans in Baltimore.
You know, the Ravens have had a tough time kind of coming through in this position in recent years. You know, and they just haven't in the postseason. Lamar just hasn't been at his best. But in that situation, I think with the way the offense has played this year, what Todd Monken has done with that group, I would have to go with Baltimore on its home field. Texans have played very well. First year head coach has done exceptional there. Young quarterback. But in this situation, it's just hard to see them overcoming Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
I would agree. That's Blue in the background, ladies and gentlemen. a sort of a co-host on the show as well, and somebody we like a lot. All right, San Francisco, Green Bay.
I like San. I mean, Green Bay's got the momentum right now. It feels like, you know, just the way that they did in the Cowboys. But again, I mean, the 49ers are just really, I think, across the board have the best roster, the best starting lineup on both sides of the ball, compared to just about anybody. Whether that wins the Super Bowl, I don't know. But I just don't see how it's not the 49ers.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. Detroit, Tampa. I think that's interesting. I think that's going to be a good football game.
Yeah, that game kind of brings me back to the days of the creamsicle uniforms and the really bad Lions teams. And for these two teams, right, I mean, the playoffs are kind of weird. But the Lions are too good. The Buccaneers, you know, Mayfield's played pretty well at times this year. But, I'd have to go in all Lions.
All right, and then the nightcap Sunday, when the whole nation outside of the state of Missouri will be praying that Kansas City does not go back to the Super Bowl. That's just an editorial comment on my part. Kansas City at Buffalo, Patrick.
Well, I mean, late in the season, the Bills were clearly the better team. The Chiefs kind of sputtered there late. So, I it's in Buffalo. You know, it's a game in January. The Chiefs certainly are good at playing in tough conditions as well. But the Bills have just played better football lately, and I just have to go with Buffalo.
So what we're looking at, and I think you and I are in total agreement, we're going to see Detroit and San Francisco and Baltimore and Buffalo in the championship games.
Yeah, and that's kind of, you know, I know Buffalo and Baltimore, but those are kind of cities that aren't that, you know, that would be a fun AFC-NFC championship games, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Those are all the best teams, and I think those are the four teams that not all of them are probably going to get through, but, you know, I like their odds of punching their way into the championship games.
Well, let's say this one more time, because we've never in our lifetime pretty much been able to say it. The Detroit Lions in the NFC championship game. How does that sound, Patrick? I think the whole country would be pulling for Detroit to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the idea of a Buffalo-Detroit Super Bowl is just kind of weird. You know, Buffalo's had plenty of shots, can quite do it, and Lions have just never even really come close. So that I'm all in for a game like that.
That would actually be two teams that have never won the Super Bowl. Am I right about that?
Yeah. I don't think the Lions have never been.
Yeah. The Lions have to be the story of the year, Patrick.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think everybody kind of saw this coming, you know. Yeah, I mean, they're a talented team. Campbell's done a great job. It's a team that's well put together. I think a lot of Saints fans look and see what they've done up there. Campbell's a former Saints assistant. They see the Lions as an example to kind of get back to.
There you go. All right, well, we'll see how accurate me and you were this time next week. My best regards to Blue, and you guys have a good weekend together.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Patrick McGee, everybody, from Biloxi Sun-Herald and NOLA. I'm sorry. Used to be with the Biloxi Sun-Herald. Forgive me. NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune. That's who Patrick works for now. All right. Eagle Hour continues. Stay with us. 30 more minutes to go.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, I want to thank Patrick McGee and Lee Roberts for joining me early in the program talking about Southern Miss basketball and New Orleans Saints football. Now, this segment is sponsored by our good friends at 4th Street Bar and Grill right in the shadow of the Rock. Great place for a great lunch 5 days a week. Great place to go enjoy some big games over the weekend and get yourself some good food and camaraderie, and we promise you'll have a good time at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Also, hello to our friends at Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg, where you can get delicious beignets when you walk in, a variety of hot and cold coffees, other drinks as well. You can check out their Facebook page, or you can simply Google them at Mo Bay Beignet Company Hattiesburg and get all the details. Let's go back to the Mississippi Gulf Coast this time, not New Orleans, but our good friend Patrick Irby from Anatomy's Fitness Club is down on the Gulf Coast today. Am I right about that? You're on the Gulf Coast, Patrick.
No, am I? Oh, yeah, I am at the moment.
Okay.
Had me confused for a second. Yes, I am down. I spent some time with my mom.
Well, that's always a great thing to do. And
yeah,
our best to her. I met her actually with you a month or two ago, I think, at the Movie Star restaurant, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, look, she had the best time, and she has not quit talking about that meal.
Well, you never get a bad meal at the Movie Star, Patrick.
No, you don't.
The only problem is I always eat too much before I leave.
That's what I'm saying. You usually get two or three meals in one sitting, so you have to learn to pace yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Patrick, I wanted to talk to you. First time we've had you back on the show in the new year, and of course, this is the time of year where everybody makes all these resolutions about what they're going to do. I don't think you're a big resolution guy. You're more of a health guy and finding out just how getting in better physical shape can help you in so many ways. Is that correct?
Right, right. And, man, in our industry, we use so many cliches to try to, you know, spark interest and reconnect with, you know, get them to start exercising more, you know, and my thing is, like, I don't want to make any more cliches. I want to make commitments. Mm-hmm. And it takes a commitment to stick with it, you know, an exercise program or some type of, but, you know, it pays dividends. It pays exponentially, you know, when you do stick with it, you stay the course. Even on the days you want to go, you know, it becomes a discipline. And, but man, it enhances every area of your life.
Yeah,
that makes things so much better and makes life more worth living.
There's no question about that. You told me a fascinating story here at the radio station earlier this week about a 90-year-old man. And of course, the point here is if you're thinking to yourself, I'm too old to start working out and get myself in better shape. Tell them about this 90-year-old guy, Patrick.
Well, the article, oh my gosh, where was it? It was the Washington Post. And it's about a gentleman in Ireland. He's 93, and he is the indoor rowing champion in his age bracket in the world, the 90 to 94 age bracket. But what's got everyone's attention, you know, like they're studying and measuring his metabolic output, his lung capacity, cardiovascular health, all these things. They're measuring these things to try to understand the impacts of exercise in an older individual. You know, 93, that's kind of off the chart, right? The deal that's got them so interested in this is he didn't begin exercising until he was 72. So it's like, you know, and I look at that, and of course I'm not a spring chicken, but I'm not anywhere near 93. The deal is like, you know, if anybody could make excuses why exercise probably is not the most comfortable thing to do, or, you know, at 72, he's like, I don't need to start anything new. I've lived this long. I'm doing well. All my, you know, you hear everybody say, all my numbers are great and all this stuff, but, you know, it just shows you. And that's what's got them so interested. It's like, it debunks a lot of myths that you're too old to begin. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, regardless of the challenges that you face with time constraints, financial constraints, or, you know, mobility issues or certain health issues, you know, I have not seen anyone yet that some form of exercise would not help them.
Oh, I think you, and I think every doctor on the planet would back you up 1,000% on that, Patrick. I've never heard a doctor that said, now, I don't want you to exercise. I don't think that would be good for you.
Right, right. I mean, outside of some, like, extreme circumstances, and even then, it's just for a moment.
Correct.
You know, because eventually, movement is life, and the benefits of living an active lifestyle, you know, gosh, not just physically, but emotionally and in every way, you know, yeah. So it's something we believe in. It's something that our team is committed to, and we're doing a better job now than ever of helping people get connected to something they enjoy, so that it's not so much a burden, but something that we can all look forward to.
Yeah, it's no coincidence that you can go to the hospital, have surgery, and the day after the surgery, they got you up moving. They don't want you laying still. They want you moving, right, Patrick?
That's right. That's right. Movement is life.
Well, I'm obviously very familiar with your fine business, Anatomies, and I'm proud to say I've been going there for, I've forgotten how many years it is now, Patrick. It's been a long time.
It seems like yesterday, Bob, yeah. That we spoke in the parking lot.
Well, yeah, you're right, and had to help me in the building, as I recall.
Well, yeah. you were not moving as fast as you do now, that's for sure.
No, that is for absolute sure. But I want you to tell our Eagle Hour listeners, a lot of them are guys. You know, I think they range in age from young to old like me and Kelly. But some of the ways they can get involved in anatomy. I think the biggest thing is to break the psychological barrier. Go to the club, first of all. Meet people at your club. Find out what programs are available for you, and you'll see that no matter your age, no matter your physical condition, there is a program at Anatomies to help you get on the right path.
Pretty much. And we are a large facility with it's multifaceted fitness club. So whether, you know, you're wanting to build strength or fitness or just a general tone, there's areas in the facility is subdivided into different areas. And these, you know, each area that is subdivided into are large. But a lot of group activities that are, we call it Group X. And it could range anywhere from like a low intensity type program, which is very beneficial, like yoga or a synergy, which is a blend of Pilates and yoga, all the way to you know, extreme powerlifting and weightlifting and all that stuff. You know, we have affiliates that are connected inside our facility that you can get connected to, regardless. You know, if you're a member of Anatomies or not, FS Fit, they do a great job with CrossFit. That's one of them. But we have Encore Physical Therapy, we're proud to say, Therapeutic Relief, that does massage therapy, salon, Aikido, martial arts, robotics, for after school learning for kids.
Right.
And we take, we have a space from infants all the way to seniors. Our Gateway program is a great way to get connected. If you're a senior or you've had mobility issues and you don't know how to get started, because we have a degree, you know, exercise physiologist that you know, evaluates where you're at from a health perspective and then helps to modify the programs to meet your needs. So I guess, you know, the biggest thing is we try to find out what your trigger is and what's got you started on this path to begin with. And then we connect you to the things that we feel would be the best fit for you.
Right. And here's what I think is the most important thing for people to know about Anatomies. You can be my age and you're not going to feel real comfortable around 25-year-olds who are working out all around you, and you're living different worlds. In Anatomies, that's not an issue, because you can find yourself a slot within your organization, for lack of a better term, that you're with people your age, people like you, and it's just a much easier thing to do, Patrick.
You're right, and until you come in, I guess it's hard to understand exactly how diverse our community is, but I'm telling you, I mean, gosh, and we've seen over the past couple of years, the post-COVID era, I've seen a larger influx in young people, which is exciting, because that means they're starting this, you know, this exercise and health journey at an earlier age. But I mean, from high school kids all the way to, heck, our oldest couple that was with us, they moved to the coast not too far back, but they were 90 and 90, you know, and they came in very consistently, you know. It just really depends, you know, on what you do, because I think when you find yourself connected to the exercise program that's going to benefit you, you look around and you'd be like, man, everybody in here is like me.
Correct.
So,
yeah, exactly.
Because everybody's on the same mission.
Yeah. And that makes all the difference in the world, I think. But, all right, Patrick, about to run out of time. How can people get in touch with you? And they could talk to you personally, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to speak with them. All they got to do is pick up the phone and call us. And that's 601-579-9555. They can go online, anatomies.com, and it gives you a pretty good snapshot of what we do. But the best way to understand is to walk in the front doors and let us roll the red carpet out and show you around, because we'd love to be a part of your life.
I'm grateful for your friendship, Patrick, and I mean that sincerely.
Bob, it's always a pleasure, man. You enjoy your day.
All right. Patrick Irby, everybody. Owner and operator of Anatomies Fitness Club. Listen to what we bring him on every now and then to just remind our listeners who we care so much about how you can benefit from a fitness program at Anatomies. We're going to wrap up this week of the Super Talk Eagle Hour next.
Southern Miss to the top.
Fun radio show today. I want to thank my guest, Lee Roberts, good friend of ours, and the ESPN Plus voice of men and women's basketball, home games here at Southern Miss, and of course a great Southern Miss quarterback. Patrick McGee from NOLA.com gives us an update on the New Orleans Saints, try to keep you as informed as we can there. And my good friend Patrick Irby talking about fitness and health, and we want everybody to be healthy, and we want our Super Talk listeners, of course, to enjoy good health as well. All right, let me tell you about Town & Country Cleaners. It's Hattiesburg's most trusted dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1983. They offer services including steam pressing, shirt laundry, bulky bedding, minor alterations, and, of course, dry cleaning. You can visit Town & Country Cleaners at their convenient location. They're across from USM, been there since 83 on Hardy Street. You can call them at 601-264-5920. And we've been talking this week. We just learned that the former Southern Miss baseball star Luke Reynolds is now the manager of D-Bat here in Hattiesburg, which is, of course, a state-of-the-art baseball and softball training facility, batting cages, instructions, first-class facilities, great pro shop with gloves and bats and all the accessories you need. And most important, it's a great place to take your children if they're into baseball and softball. You want them to enjoy success. You want them to be the best they can. Well, they'll get the best training available at D-Bat. And Luke Reynolds, now the manager there, I'm sure Luke will be happy to talk to you and fill you in on all the programs and opportunities that await you at D-Bat on Hardy Street. The Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, man, so many people listen to it every month. We're very, very grateful for the great numbers we get. Grateful, of course, for the folks that generate those numbers. You can hear it anytime you like on Apple, Audible, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can simply tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and it'll be right there in your home. Recap, a great win last night for Lady Eagle basketball as they battle, I'm talking about battle, Georgia State, 82-75. The Panthers had an 8-point lead with 4 minutes and 10 seconds left, and that's when our ladies went on a 10-0 run. And that had a great second quarter, too, holding a good Georgia State basketball team to 8 points in the entire second quarter of the game. And then go on, the third quarter was even Steven, same number of points. And then the Lady Eagles pull it out in the end, and what a big win. Go 9-7. They're back in action before you can wink an eye. Tomorrow at 12 noon, doubleheader basketball game. The women will be in action against Monroe, Louisiana Monroe, at 12 o'clock. And then immediately after that, as you heard Lee, if you joined us early in the show, it's posting as 2:30. We think it'll be 2:45. Somewhere between 2:45 and 3 o'clock by the time the men get underway. That's a huge game for them. They take on Troy, which I think right now is sitting in first place in the basketball standings. So the men have an opportunity to really jump toward that lead and knock Troy down. They actually got beat by South Alabama, I believe, last night. And they're in the middle of a road swing. So what a great opportunity for the men to make up a lot of ground in the race for the regular season championship if they could knock off Troy. Looking for a big crowd, a big atmosphere, but we want to encourage everybody to make that start at 12 o'clock. That's when the ladies play. They are every bit as deserving as any athletic team at Southern Miss for your support. We really hope that as many of you as you can will show up tomorrow at 12 o'clock and to root the ladies on. Take a little break, watch all the men teams, men players get warmed up, ready to go, and then you can have an unusual Saturday doubleheader. The men, the women, a good Sun Belt Conference basketball is one of the great things about living here in Hattiesburg. And don't forget, lots of NFL football this weekend. Texas takes on Baltimore in the opener tomorrow afternoon. I believe that starts at 3:30. Should be a good one Saturday night. San Francisco and Green Bay from out on the West Coast. And Sunday, two really good games. Detroit will host Tampa Bay. Historic that Detroit is hoping a divisional round of the playoffs. I'm not sure how many years it's been since that's happened, but a lot. And then Kansas City and Buffalo, that's always electric when those two play. Weather's going to be cold. Kansas City's used to that. It'll be a great weekend of NFL football, and we hope you'll enjoy that along with Southern Miss basketball. Speaking of Southern Miss legends, Steve Knight is the winningest basketball coach of the state of Mississippi. He's a Hall of Fame member of the Southern Miss athletic department, played basketball and baseball, actually threw a no-hitter as a baseball player at Southern Miss. He's going to be on the show. He coaches William Carey University men's basketball. They're having a really fine year. We're going to have him on the show Monday. And then news broke yesterday that former Golden Eagle Shelton Gandy has been named the head coach of Meridian High School football. Reached out to him yesterday. Shelton's going to come on the show Tuesday and talk about his new adventure as the head coach of a really renowned and respected and traditionally strong football program over in Meridian. And we're going to be working on other stuff. Hope to have a basketball coach on the show next week. And we're going to be following both the men and the women, of course. And then we're just 27 days away from the opening of Southern Miss baseball. Let me say that again. 27 days away from the opening of Southern Miss baseball. How good does that sound? Hope you have a great weekend. We're very grateful to all of you that tune into our show every day. Thank you for that. Until next time, Southern Miss to the top.
Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.